Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 839 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Mike, and why don't we just go right to it? So here we go. Today's question from Mike.
Hi, Pat. This is Mike calling from New Jersey. I have recently discovered your podcast. Absolutely love them. Listen to them obsessively. And I can't wait to get started with my passive income online business. I've got a million ideas running through my head, things I've been kicking around, and so forth. But my question is, I've been listening to a lot of your older podcasts, trying to catch up on things I might have missed in your early days, a lot of stuff from 2011, 2012. And I'm wondering if all that is still valid, or if there are things that you think don't necessarily apply 5 years later, things that were specifically talking about niche sites, blogs, different concepts for making money, where the money is, and where the money is going to be. So anyhow, keep up the great work, and hopefully I will hear the answer. Talk to you soon.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for the question. I appreciate you going back into the archive and listening to the older shows. And yes, most of that content is still very relevant today, especially the stuff related to mindset and work ethic and those kinds of things. Those things are always going to apply and be relevant no matter what era we're in, right? Now, there are a few pieces of content back in the day that were recorded that were actually updated. And that's something that I always try to do. Make sure that no matter what piece of content you land on, that there's going to be some information related to, okay, well, this is what it was, but now this is where we're at. And there are a number of episodes recorded way back when that have been updated and actually re-recorded as newer episodes. So what I would do is, if you're just starting out, and this is for everybody, I would recommend listening to three episodes that all go in a row. That's episode 192, 193, and 194 of the Smart Passive Income podcast. You can go to 192 specifically by going straight to smartpassiveincome.com/session192. And that'll take you to a series of three podcast episodes that talk literally about the beginning stages of starting an online business and the different types of passive income you can generate using an online business, and then also what is all entailed with each of those different kinds of things. We talk about everything from affiliate marketing to creating your own products to software to advertising, all those things. And that gives you an idea on which one may be of best or most relevant to you. Now, related to niche sites specifically, that's something that I did do around the 2011, 2012 era. And those kinds of things still kind of work. And by kind of work, I mean it's still useful to pick a niche and build a site about it, right? To niche down. The riches are in the niches, as they say. And to do that and specialize and become the resource for that particular market who's looking for a specific solution to a particular problem is always going to be very relevant, I feel. Now, niche sites back in the day were more categorized as something that you just sort of set up and add a little bit of content, and you do a little bit of backlinking strategies to games, search engines, and then you just set it and forget it. That does not work anymore. You'll want to approach it the same way as in terms of, okay, I need to pick a topic or a market that has a need that I can come and fill in and be that resource for them, become somebody's favorite resource. That's how you want to approach it, absolutely. But in terms of building up that brand, you don't want to game Google anymore. The way to win in Google and the way to win with a website is to provide amazing, valuable, unique content and really connect with that audience and other people within that industry to be able to heighten your brand, to build authority in that space, and to offer solutions to people's problems. That's how you will get paid. And there are many different ways to get paid. I mentioned them all in episodes 192 through 194. But the whole niche site game of building other websites that link back to your main money site and, you know, all these kinds of things, I wouldn't even get involved with that anymore. And I believe I have updated that information as well. That's why I created the book, Will It Fly? And also my course, Smart From Scratch, that will walk you through the process of actually niching down, picking a target market and building a solution for them through conversations that you have with that particular audience, through research that you do on forums and groups and other online places where people are actually talking about those particular topics, not just kind of guessing and playing random games in Google anymore. So, Mike, I hope that helps and gives you some quick information on where one might get started. Thank you for that. And I want to send you an Ask Pat T-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Malala Yousafzai. One child, one teacher, one book, one pen can change the world. That's for you guys. All right, take care. Thanks so much. And if you have a moment, please head on over to askpat.com and ask a question or find Ask Pat on iTunes and leave a review. It'd be really helpful. I read them all. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.